And let's look at a legal case in this country. A man convicted of murder nearly two decades ago will get a chance to present his claims of innocence. That'll happen in federal court in Georgia today. Troy Anthony Davis was convicted of murdering a Savannah police officer in 1991. He received the death penalty, but several years later, seven of nine witnesses recanted or changed their testimony. Mr. Davis has spent more than a decade trying to get a court to listen to them. A federal judge in Savannah will finally hear that testimony, as NPR's Kathy Lohr reports.
This is clearly an unusual case. So many witnesses recanted. Courts did not allow the evidence to be heard, and three times, Davis's execution was stopped.
From the moment Mr. Davis surrendered himself, he's proclaimed his innocence and never wavered from that.
Jason Ewart is one of Davis's attorneys. He says for the first time in nearly 50 years, the U.S. Supreme Court took a case filed directly to it and ordered a lower court to hear new evidence related to Davis' claims of innocence. Unlike a trial, the burden of proof in this hearing falls on the defendant to show he is innocent. One of the big questions, what is the standard of proof?
Do you have to prove that he is innocent beyond a reasonable doubt? Well, probably not that stringent of a test, but it's at least one of those questions where somebody would have to prove that you're innocent above 50%. More likely than not, someone is innocent.
It's an incredibly, incredibly uphill battle for Troy Davis to clearly establish his innocence.
Laura Moy is with Amnesty International. The group started a petition drive protesting Davis's execution, and the case has drawn widespread attention. Former President Jimmy Carter and Pope Benedict are among those who've written letters on behalf of Davis. According to the Death Penalty Information Center, 138 people on death row in the U.S. have been released based largely on DNA. But there is no DNA evidence in this case, and no weapon was ever found. Moy says that leaves too many questions to go forward with an execution.
With a life sentence, you can always open the door if there is a question of innocence. With the death penalty, if you get it wrong, how can the state ever give that human life back?
Neither the Georgia Attorney General's office representing the state in federal court nor the retired Savannah prosecutor would comment. Former district attorney in Atlanta, J. Tom Morgan, says it's difficult to reverse a conviction based on statements from recanted witnesses for good reason.
Did seven people lie under oath the first go-round? And what was their motivation for lying back then? And what is their motivation now for coming forward and changing their story?
Even though he says the DA at the time had a solid case, Morgan says questions raised now about the possibility of executing an innocent man could be put to rest easily.
That solution is for the parole board to commute Mr. Davis's sentence to life without parole. Life without the possibility of parole is a death sentence. It just takes a little longer, and the state is not the one responsible for pulling the plug.
There was a great deal of pressure two decades ago for Savannah police to find a suspect in the murder of Officer Mark McPhail. People who oppose the death penalty say this case demonstrates that prosecutors, eyewitnesses, and courts can sometimes get it wrong. But those who favor the death penalty say this is exactly the kind of crime that cries out for it. And they say just because a court is hearing Troy Davis's claims of innocence doesn't mean his conviction will be overturned. Kathy Lohr, NPR News, Atlanta.